On Tuesday night in Indianapolis, the Bloomington South High School girls basketball team beat Arlington High by a score of 107-2, spurring criticism from Arlington's coach and from a spokesman for the Indiana High School Athletic Association, who said that score was, quote, probably not what we'd like to see. Joining me to discuss the incident and the effect blowouts can have on young athletes is Michigan State University Professor of Applied Sports Psychology, Dr. Daniel Gould. Dr. Gould, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
Have you worked with young athletes who've suffered as a result of blowouts? And if so, what did you learn from them?
I don't know of anybody in our professional meetings that have directly dealt with this. Luckily, they've designed leagues so that it doesn't happen that much. But I do think, you know, that is such a big margin that, you know, the kids probably were pretty embarrassed on the other team. You know, then all of a sudden it gets put up in the media and it made even a bigger deal. My hunch is it's probably embarrassing for the girls on that team because it became even bigger than the loss was itself.
After Tuesday's game, Arlington coach Ebony Jackson said that she was disappointed in Bloomington South's decision to keep shooting, but Bloomington South coach Larry Winters said that to tell his team to stop shooting would have been more embarrassing to the opponent. I wonder if perhaps each has a point.
Yeah, I think each does. It's tough because this doesn't occur that often. So, you know, some youth leagues have a mercy rule. So if there gets to be a huge lead in a team, that they sort of end the game. You know, so hopefully the coach from the team that won would do everything he or she could to kind of slow it down. But I still agree that you want your kids to play because then it really looks like they're so helpless. And the other end, a coach needs to understand my team isn't very good and the other one's really good.
Well, some of what you said earlier made me sort of second guess myself for talking about this incident at all, you know, being part of the media that's bringing it up. But perhaps if we get the message out that it is important to have interests beyond a sport, maybe that'll be a useful thing.
Yeah, I think a balanced interest in sports, kids need to learn to win and they need to learn to lose. When you were asking me before about the research does show the more you put everything you have into one sport, the more you're at risk because you don't have any balance in your life when things go wrong. We often tell athletes we work with, young athletes, when you play, it's the most important thing you're doing in your life at that moment in time, but it's not your whole life.
Dr. Daniel Gould is the director of the Institute for the Study of Youth Sports at Michigan State University. Dr. Gould, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at TraderJoe's.com. This is NPR.